First off, let's talk about the first 4 years as governor. I mean, you knew they were going to resist change. Did you know how vehemently they were going to resist?
Well, you know what? Madigan has been burrowed in there like a tick on a dog. He's been there 35 years. He wants to change nothing. He loves the corruption. He loves the high property taxes. He's become a millionaire from it. And he's been all out to destroy me for 5 years. And you know what? I've been beating him. We picked up 6 seats against him in the General Assembly with good conservatives like Dale Fowler and Dave Severin. I fought hard to get them elected. We picked up 6 seats, and this year I'm committed to picking up 9 seats against Mike Madigan. We're going to knock him out as Speaker and rip out his corruption out of state government.
Were you surprised at how vehemently they resisted your change, your effort to change?
No, I'm not surprised. I know, I've known Madigan for years. He is a corrupt inside political fighter. He's sophisticated at the political shenanigans. And look, I'm not a politician. I just love Illinois. I've raised my 6 kids here. I'm a passionate believer in more jobs and lower taxes, and I'm taking it to him, and I'm the one guy who's going to beat him. I'm going to beat him this fall, him and his guy Pritzker.
Now, here we go. Illinois, we could say, is a mess. Pension, budget, unsustainable tax burdens on the taxpayers. This, how can this be fixed? What is the way out?
Here's the answer, Tom. We have got to grow our economy faster than our government spending. It's simple math. That's the bottom line. Under Mike Madigan's control, Illinois for 35 years has grown government spending very fast and grown our economy very slow, if at all. That's the problem, and that's what we're fighting to change, and we are going to change it. We got the hardest working people in America, especially in southern Illinois. Great location, great agriculture, great highways. We need to get the regulations and the red tape off our businesses, lower the tax burden, and get our economy booming. That's how we pay our bills. That's how we pay our pensions. And we shrink the government bureaucracy, grow the economy, get good-paying jobs, and we'll solve our problem.
When you look at the advertising campaigns going on, they would lead you to believe that all the budget, all the pension, all that can be laid at the foot of Governor Bruce Rauner. The fact is, a lot of this happened before your term started. But what did you do in your term to help fight those three items?
Oh, yeah. There's so much spin baloney on these ridiculous political ads. It's outrageous. You know what? I've cut almost $500 million out of Medicaid fraud in Illinois annually as governor. Huge. I'm cutting Medicaid fraud. I've cut hundreds of millions of dollars out of government waste inside and modernized our computer system so we can drive up productivity and drive down cost inside government. I've saved almost $400 million annually just in running the pensions better, managing them better, getting better returns and lower fees. We're transforming government to cut our costs. And I've gotten innovative new contracts with 18 of our government unions where I pay people based on merit and productivity and a 40-hour work week instead of a 37-hour and a half work week. And we're transforming there so we can have well-paid state employees, but they're paid based upon real results for taxpayers, not just seniority. So we're transforming the system. A lot more to be done, but we've made a lot of progress.
And one of the areas that you've talked about is property taxes and freezing property taxes, and there's a lot of caveats there, but the local officials have said they're most concerned about a property tax increase if we shift state costs to a more local level, as you suggested in the State of the Budget address.
Yeah, so look, the local officials, I understand why they're scared, but they should not be scared. It's the right thing to do. Responsibility for paying pensions should be put at the place where the responsibility of determining who's getting the pensions at what level. We need to align the interests. That's what the good fiscally responsible states have done. That's what we need to do in Illinois. The states that have shifted that responsibility to where it belongs have done well financially and gotten balanced budgets. That's what we're going to do. Here's why the local officials shouldn't be worried, and here's why homeowners should actually feel good about this. I've put more money into schools from the state than any governor in history. I've added $1.2 billion more annually to local schools from the state government, and I'm recommending $350 million more this year. So $1.5 billion, and more of it's going to local small districts, rural districts, lower income districts, so we have a more equitable system. So we're putting far more money in the schools than the pension shift cost is, number one. But number two, I want local control. I want Springfield and the federal government mandates gone. I want local teachers and principals, teach how they want to teach. Get the restrictions, the requirements, the federal requirements, state requirements off. Let teachers teach. Let schools decide how they do their competitive bidding and their contracting and their curriculum and driver's ed and PE, get the restrictions off from the state government, and will lower the costs in schools and have more effective schools as well. And that's why, in the end, we're going to have lower property taxes as a result.
Downstate conservative supporters of Bruce Rauner were upset about sanctuary status being claimed for the state of Illinois and the abortion legislation. What would you have them know about these two pieces of legislation? Yesterday, speaking to your opponent, she held these two items up and referred to you as a fringe candidate.
You know what? There's so much false and misinformation out there. On that immigration bill, that's not a sanctuary bill. That is an outright lie. That is a lie from my political opponents. That's a public safety bill that I was asked to sign it by the Illinois State Police, the Chiefs of Police, and the Sheriff's Association. I am as strongly against illegal immigration as anyone that you'll find, Tom. Illegal immigration is crushing Illinois and America. Illegal immigration takes jobs away from factory workers and farm workers and union workers, and it holds down wages. And I am strongly against illegal immigration. That bill that is being falsely spun, that's a two-page bill, and all it does is codify what federal judges have ruled we need to do in Illinois, and codifies what existing police practice is. When that bill first got introduced, it was a sanctuary bill at first. It was a 40-page bill, a bad bill, and I'm adamantly opposed to sanctuary, the whole concept of sanctuary. We should enforce our laws. And I told everybody, we're not doing that bill. We negotiated it down to a two-page bill, does very little. It's supported by law enforcement, and it improves public safety, and that's why I signed it.
You know, there's another one that floats around here, one of these advertising campaigns against you is that you bailed out Chicago school system.
Yeah, that's baloney. Here's the bottom line. We've come up with a historic education funding formula that's better for low-income schools and rural schools, small school districts. We've helped Southern Illinois tremendously. We got school choice with tuition tax credit scholarship program. We got more equitable funding for charter schools. And we've got record school funding, because I'm all for our teachers and our kids in the classroom. Now, the bill's not perfect. Madigan forced in some extra money for Chicago, and my new budget, I'm proposing ripping that out. He forced that in. I tried to fight it. We're going to get that out of there. Nope, that bill's not perfect, but it's an outstanding bill, and we're going to make it even better.
If there is a point right now in national and state politics, it's the topic of guns, and we have two issues in particular. We have this new talk about gun laws, whether it's age or bump stocks, but we also have a gun stores law, licensing gun stores on the state level. First, when it comes to school and school safety, where do you draw the line on some of these proposals when it comes to guns in the state of Illinois? Aren't you a member of the NRA?
I am. I have been for many years.
Right.
I'm a hunter. I'm a gun owner. I'm a Second Amendment supporter. We need to support the Second Amendment and respect our Constitution, but we can also be thoughtful about ways that we can improve safety in our schools and keep our citizens safe. For example, by being much tougher on repeat gun offenders, repeat felons, and being much tougher on them. And to keep our schools safer, we could come up with ways to have highly trained, well-armed security personnel at our schools who are very, very talented and able to protect our students. There's things we can do that are common sense and that we can all agree on, and I'll be supportive of those.
All right, now this gun stores law, this is something that really on a local level, because that's where we see, you know, I've got friends of mine who actually work in gun stores, right? Sometimes make extra money, sometimes it's their primary source of income, and they said this gun store law has them worried about being able to continue their business, and other people that are concerned they will no longer be able to get the firearms because of the big box stores and their reaction to Florida. This is a subject that's drawn a lot of attention. Where are you falling on this gun store licensing on the state level?
Yep. So we've been doing a lot of homework, doing a lot of research on this, and I have decided that I am vetoing that bill. I'm going to veto the bill. It's just not right. It's unnecessary, burdensome regulation. It's redundant on top of existing federal regulations. It's crushing to our small business owners and creates bureaucracy that really doesn't help keep our communities safer. I am going to veto that gun store bill that got sent to my desk.
All right. Now, just Bruce, just so we're clear on this, because up until today, you had not made a commitment one way or another. My understanding today, you're committing to vetoing the state gun licensing process that's been proposed and the legislation that's been voted on. It'll go to the governor's desk. It'll be vetoed there.
That's exactly right. You know what? I'm very thoughtful. I look at every issue and study the dynamics of it. And we've done a lot of homework on that gun shop dealer bill. We've studied it. We've talked to experts. And the answer is I'm vetoing that bill. I do not support that bill.
All right. Thank you. And make sure because I've had a lot of people ask me about that in particular. So now we move on to another subject. We talked about legal marijuana. And here's the thing, Governor Rauner joining us this morning. We're 1 week away from the March 20th primary. You know, it's interesting because when people say, well, we need the revenue. You know, that's what people who sell drugs say. I need the money.
Well, that's right.
Now, if it's because it's the right thing to do because of a cultural setting and, you know, there's a lot of support for legalized. But if we're doing it for the money, it makes us drug dealers. If we're doing it because it's the right thing, it's, you know.
Yeah, so here's the bottom line. We've done a lot of homework for medical purposes. There is legitimate use for medical marijuana, and I have worked with the General Assembly. That medical marijuana law became law before I became governor, so it was there already. But I've worked to try to make it reasonable, stop the unreasonable expansion of medical use, but use it for the appropriate diagnoses to help patients deal with pain, et cetera. That's fine. Recreational marijuana is a different issue. And I do not support legalizing recreational marijuana. I think it's a big experiment on young people's brains and development. And we should study what's going on in Colorado. We should study what's going on in California and Oregon and some of these other states that have legalized it. Even Hickenlooper, the current governor of Colorado, I've talked to him about it. He said, Bruce, you guys in Illinois and in other states, you ought to wait a while and study what's going on here because it ain't all good. And we all got to get the data and what's really happening in terms of addiction, mental health, and cost to government and law enforcement and DUIs, et cetera. We all got to study what's going on. I don't want to experiment on the people of Illinois. We should wait. And we should see what's happening in other communities that have legalized it.
You know, Bruce, an interesting story. I had spoken to a doctor in Colorado who is working with the cannabinoid oils for children and several other things, anxiety, working on this. And she contacted me. She listens online in Colorado. And she says, I ordered a machine from China that makes the gel caps, you know, and then you put the cannabis oil inside the gel caps, all right? But she was ordering the machine that made the gel caps and then put that together. And then while they're on the phone with her from China, making up the deal here on how much this machine is going to cost and shipping, they said, how many opioids do you want? What they were going to do, and they offered this physician, was they would fill the box where the machine was, the rest of the packing material, it would be opioids, synthetic opioids.
Wow. Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, the drug crisis, the opioid crisis in particular, is horrific. I mean, it's devastating to so many families in the state of Illinois taking lives. I created an opioid task force. We're cracking down on prescriptions, illegal prescriptions, and doctor shopping in the state of Illinois. We created a crisis hotline. We are dealing with the opioid crisis because it's devastating our communities and hurting so many young people. So we're all very focused on it. We're making progress, but this opioid crisis is something that's it's sweeping the nation, and we've just got to do everything we can to fight back against it.
How do we continue higher education funding going forward? Is it the responsibility of the university to reorganize, to change how they teach? I mean, what about funding and moving forward for higher education as they've been struggling over the last few years, and especially in relationship to SIU and their declining enrollment?
No, that's right. Well, unfortunately, the challenges in higher education in Illinois are not only the last few years. They've been going on for decades. Before I became governor, there were 50,000 fewer students in recent years in our state university system than prior. Our in-state tuition is higher than out-of-state tuition for a lot of our students going to Missouri or Iowa, et cetera. Our system's broken. We have excess capacity. We have too high of costs. We have extensive bureaucracy. We have unaffordable pensions, broken procurement rules in our state universities, just like we do in state government. So I'm recommending a transformation of our university system, just like what we've done in K-12 schools. And I also am supporting putting more money as well into our universities. They deserve to get more support, and I'm fighting to get them more support. But we got to have a balanced budget to do that. And that's why I recommended a balanced budget again this year that actually has a $350 million surplus in it so we can pay down our bill backlog and put more money in our universities. And that's what I'll fight to do.
In the waning moments as we go into the upcoming March 20th primary, got a couple of campaign questions, we'll call them at this point. Can you beat J.B.?
Absolutely. I'm the one person who can beat J.B. Pritzker-Madigan, and I will beat J.B. Pritzker-Madigan. Pritzker, I know him. He's a tax dodger. He hides his money in the Cayman Islands. He rips toilets out of mansions he buys so he doesn't have to pay the full property taxes on it. He tried to buy the Senate seat from Blagojevich. We are going to blow him up and take him down. We are going to beat him. He's Madigan's handpicked candidate. If Pritzker were to win, it would turn out the lights in Illinois, and I'm going to pound him. We're going to beat him, and I'm excited to do it.
What's the biggest difference between you and your Republican opponent that what people will see on the March 20th ballot? What is your biggest differentiation point?
I'm the one person who can win. I'm a unifier. I bring people together. I don't divide us. I unite us. I focus on what we all agree on and what is a winning message. Our views don't matter if we don't win. I've won, and I will win again by focusing on more jobs, lower taxes, and ending the corruption through term limits. That message wins. I'm going to win, and we're going to unite the people of Illinois for a better future for our children and our grandchildren.
Governor Bruce Rauner, Governor, really appreciate your time. Before I let you go, if somebody today, this is the last 60 seconds that you get a chance to talk to someone between now and they're getting ready to walk in the polls, maybe they're pulling the trigger on early voting today, what would you have them know about Bruce Rauner? We covered some of the material. You can beat J.B., you can beat Ives, and we talked about this other stuff. Why you? Why Bruce? Not why Governor Rauner. Why Bruce Rauner?
I'm a native son of Illinois, born and raised here, raised my six kids here, and I'm doing this purely for love of this state. I love Illinois. I love the people of our state. This is home. Home is worth fighting for. I'm a fighter. I've won big battles my entire life. I'm a self-made guy. My grandparents lived in a double-wide trailer, dairy cows and corn. My grandfather was a union guy. I want jobs. I'm fighting for lower taxes. I'm fighting for better schools, and I'm fighting to end corruption in the state. I'm fighting for the values of that unite the people of Illinois and will create a better future, and I win. I fight, and I win, and we're going to win this time and become a wonderful, proud, great state and the greatest nation on earth.
Governor Bruce Rauner, Governor, as always, thank you so much for being so gracious with so much of your time.
Thanks so much, Tom. You be well. Take care. Bye-bye.